It's your Wednesday night conversation. It's more than just the gossip. It's the issues that matter most to you. A closer look at current events, just the tip, special guests, and more. Welcome to Let's Have a Fee-Fee. Arizona's longest-running drag live stream. Hosted by Felicia Fifi Minor and Freddie Prinze Charming. Streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share. Promotional consideration for Let's Have a Fifi provided by Wigs of a Kind, The Burly Barber, Bone and Basil, as well as our patrons at Patreon. Go to patreon.com/letshaveafifi to become a Fifi patron. Virtual tips accepted at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey.
Oh my goodness. Oh, well, welcome to episode 13, lucky 13, let's say. Mm-hmm. Of season 9 of Let's Have a Fifi. This is your Wednesday night conversation. And it's okay if anything goes wrong, cuz it might. You're welcome.
Nothing ever goes wrong on this show. What are you talking about? Nothing. Everything is always great. We never have any technological issues or sound issues.
Or internet going out randomly. No. Never. Cats. Mm-mm. I'm Felicia Fifi Minor. And Freddie is looking...
I am still your Mr. US of AMI Classic.
Oh.
And... Ooh. Yeah.
Whoa.
Still, and apparently this evening, without really thinking about it, I am currently repping anyone of Italian heritage.
Italia.
The Italian flag happening here. Also, potentially the Mexican flag. I am neither of those things, but solidarity, I guess.
Shout out to 23andMe.
Not my fault that my outfit just happened to be red and green.
It's just the holiday. That's the way it is.
What it is. I needed an excuse to wear the pants that I can't wear anywhere because our governor's an asshat. It's fine.
Oh.
It's fine.
You don't... Oh. Anyway. Let's welcome our special guest, Daniel Moreno.
Hi.
That's Hi. Me. And he is the host of the Other You podcast. Mm-hmm.
Which we will get into that later.
We'll talk about that later.
It's not an interesting concept, but we will absolutely talk about that later for sure.
Cool.
So excited. Mm-hmm. But before that, let's do our thank yous to our Patreon supporters, Allison, Best, and Brandon, Cassandra, Casey Starr, and Carrie and Corey, Kim, Joan, Jody, Leanne, Nicole, Patricia Mason, Shelley, and Sassy C. Diaz.
It just occurred to me. Did you try to put those in alphabetical order?
At one point.
Ah.
But I drank a lot, so.
I was just like, I looked at it for a second. I was like, oh, those are kind of almost in alphabetical order.
At one point, maybe. Special thanks to... Shut up.
I didn't know if you did that on purpose or not.
Who knows why I do what I do? Special thanks to our friends and supporters, Cassandra Porter and Patricia Mason, for taking a deeper plunge on Patreon. You too, Patreon. I don't know why you're waiting. Ugh, it's interesting. But all I can say is our Patreon supporters in the mail tomorrow is a holiday card.
Oh, look at that. You get a holiday card. You're welcome.
Just to say thank you. Just to say thank you. What else? What else?
In your fridge, we can judge you every time you open it.
And mask orders should be ready soon. But if they're ready after the holidays, don't beat me up. Ooh. Don't beat me up. Fair warning. Might. Anyway, and also be sure to check out Bone and Basil and Wigs of a Kind for holiday specials. Mm-hmm. I know they still got some going on. That wig.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Bone and Basil just released a new product. It's supposed to be really helpful for individuals who suffer from things like cramps, and you know, things that happen within like the uterus and fun stuff like that. So if you are a person that happens to suffer from things like cramps and terrible things like that on, you know, a monthly basis, then try this tea. It's supposed to be really good. It's got all sorts of good stuff in there for that. So, and it's new.
What'd you do this weekend?
Well, apparently, I can't. Even having a fucking pandemic, like nothing in my life can just be normal, whatever.
You're welcome.
It's just not a thing. So as everybody knows, I was out of my house for a month, right? Got back finally like earlier, what was it, this week, I think, or last week, I don't remember. And no sooner did I finally get back into my house that two fucking cats were dumped on my patio. I'm pretty
not
sure
his own, not his own.
Not my own cats, mind you. I'm pretty sure I know where they came from. The condo two doors down from mine is all of a sudden vacant when it wasn't prior. And I'm pretty sure that these were their cats. And they obviously, they know that I have cats because London is fucking loud.
And they probably watched the show and seen them on the show.
So I woke up one morning and there were two cats on my patio with like a whole thing of food just literally just dumped on my patio. So yeah. And
well, because they were doing,
I'm a sucker, I can't in good conscience, number one, I can't just be like, okay, well, here's a free cat and then give it to somebody random, because neither of them are fixed, first of all, which is an issue. And it's near the holidays, and we all know getting animals near the holidays, not a good idea. If you're not prepared, no, those cats are going to end up back in a fucking shelter. So I brought them inside. They are currently living in my room, and I'm working to get them fixed, and then I will foster them either until I can find a suitable home for them myself or until the cat cafe opens, and then they will go to the cat cafe. I personally, I told Felicia that they were sent to me for a reason, because I have a great track record with animals. Because I'm one for one. Felicia adopted my foster dog and it's a great dog. So I'm saying but that Felicia needs to adopt these because they will also be great.
Too soon.
Well, they're not fixed yet anyway. So as soon as they're fixed, then it won't be too soon.
No, too soon. Miss Sassy just passed in October, at the end of October. So it's barely 2 months.
Just need to heal that hole. And these two loving animals for 35 cents a day.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, but they're super fucking sweet. Like, the little girl is absolutely
Daniel, your face.
He's a little lover. And the boy cat, like, loves aggressive head pets. So, like, as you're scratching his head, he, like, jams his head into you. Like, they're both super, super sweet kitties. So they need homes.
He is no saint.
Responsible. I am a fucking saint. Fuck you. If anybody is looking for responsible people looking for two very sweet kitties, the little girl is probably about 6 months old. The male is probably slightly older, maybe a year, year and a half. He's not.
Do they like they're related? And
I don't think so. I don't think so. The little girl has the most amazing markings. She's so unique looking. And the little boy is all white, except he's got a little bit of gray on his head and his tail. But the rest of him is white, and he's got bright yellow eyes.
Yes, I've seen several pictures of him.
You're welcome. And I've also been trying to find, okay, I need to, did anybody have any leads on like hot chocolate bombs that I can find in Arizona?
Because I do.
Costco was supposed to have them, and Costco doesn't have them.
Oh, I know where to get them.
Okay, you need to tell me because I need to find them.
I'll send it to you.
Thank you.
I don't want to tell everyone because I need to go get some.
Shannon, I'll send you pictures. I will send you pictures. And I finally got a fucking haircut yesterday. Oh, which was Christ Jesus. I've been wearing hats for 2 weeks. It was at that point. And I know when I start wearing hats like that, when it's not just a fashion statement, when it's, oh God, I need to wear a fucking hat.
I do that too. But I grow an afro and I try to stuff it in like a snapback, and then all of a sudden the snap falls off. So
yeah, I do not grow an afro. I grow everything here, but then nothing up here. And then when the light hits it just right, I look like I'm
completely. Oh my God, you look like you have a golf.
Yeah, nope. Absolutely not. Not a fucking thing. No.
Oh my gosh.
No. Mm-hmm. No. What did you do, Felicia?
Other than be harassed by you to adopt some cats.
I didn't think I was harassing. I think I was simply encouraging, because I know.
Oh my God.
What do they say? The best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody else. I mean, you can. I'm not talking about sleeping with the cats. I mean, I'm talking sleeping with the cats, but not, you know, sleeping with the cats. We don't condone that sort of thing. But, you know, just saying.
That sounds like advice that never, ever backfires.
Ever. No, I mean, absolutely. It
never backfires. No.
At all. Ever.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Anyway, let's see. I played around because I ordered this lighting back here like 4 months ago. And I don't know what happened between getting it here. You know, maybe they had to, you know, sail by boat and then walk by land and
a donkey. They had to load it onto a donkey.
But it finally got here, and I'm afraid to order more because I don't know when they'll get here. But I played around with that, and then I tested it because we had a Zoom meeting for the virtual Arizona Pride board. But and it looks good, I think.
It looks amazing. I noticed the difference right away.
I hate you. anyway, for those that are looking for last minute gifts, we're going to talk about gifts in a minute. But I have been posting on the Virtual Arizona Pride page some quick little gift ideas that some people that are watching have bought from those ideas. Mm-hmm.
It's supporting local LGBTQ friendly and owned places.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I have shared the ones and noted the ones that I have on my list. You catch them adrift. I like gifts. What else? I posted some things on Patreon. I don't know if y'all saw it. I usually have to put out like an APB, like where the hell are y'all, for y'all to check it. But thanks for your money. And then I cooked a little bit. I don't usually cook the way I have been, but I did. And then people were asking me, who's cooking at that house?
Not Scott.
I was like, duh, me. but yeah, that's pretty much it. It wasn't too I didn't work too much, but the weekend coming up will be Friday will be busy, Saturday will be busy. So, you know,
I keep forgetting that I'm busy on Friday as well. I am, and I forget.
Yeah. Okay. Don't forget that.
Oh, I know. I'm fine. I got it. I'm on it. I am on it.
It'd just be no me problem. Sitting there. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. It's fine. Totally fine. Daniel, what did you do this weekend?
Oh, man. This weekend was full of a bunch of different things. I like to write short stories. And my wife and I, we put up our Christmas tree. And I convinced her to let me hang a Spider-Man from the tree. And I told her, because it has like an extra long tip, that we needed to put King Kong on the top. And so I was
like, whoa,
writing a bunch of like storylines on how many other toys I could fit on that tree before she like noticed to the point where she says, no, stop it. And so I'm plotting all of that. And then also what we do for birthdays for each other is experiences. And because of COVID, we can't really. So I've been planning out a fun day for her outside of the apartment that does not involve getting around other people, which was a little easier than I thought, but still kind of difficult.
Right.
So that was like, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Yeah. So it should be fun. And it takes the pressure off of like gift giving for each other. And her birthday's in December. So she always got the shaft growing up. You're like, hey, happy Christmas birthday.
Right. Yeah.
Enjoy your thing.
You know, my partner's birthday is January 4th. So right after Christmas is her fucking birthday. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, that's just inconsiderate. But her son's birthday is on Christmas. Well, that's just rude.
That's super rude.
Right.
Well, I understand the January thing because my mom is a week after your girlfriend and on the 11th. And I always remember her saying, if you're going to buy me a Christmas present, it is a Christmas present. And my mom always said less words and you always understood what that meant. And so till this day, I do not mix them together. Right. I mean, they may be two expensive gifts together and I may be broke, but I know from like day one, she was
do is you buy like a blender and you give like the base of it for Christmas. And the actual like thing, like the container, like in your birthday. Happy birthday! Oh, look at that.
And then I will give my mom your address. so when she comes to murder me, she'll just invite you to the funeral.
So that actually brings us to my tip tonight. We're going to talk about holiday gift giving on a budget. So there you go. Just give partial gifts. Especially if they're right around, you know, birthdays and Christmas and stuff are right around the same, you know, right around the same time. Ooh. Just get like a blender and then give the base and then, you know, just give it separately. It's totally fine.
Sounds like a great idea.
Right? If you buy like a vacuum, like the canister part of it can be like one gift and then like the vacuum itself could be like another. Like,
yeah.
Oh, so just give the canister and be like, wait till next month.
Right? Wait till your birthday. I'm
telling you. That's a great way to keep people like in anticipation. Like,
what
am I getting next?
See? I mean, you could like spread it out if your anniversary happens to be
around
the same
about time. The attachments?
See?
You get the attachments for your anniversary?
See? Just spread things out like that. If you have like a blender, give the lid for your anniversary so that, you know, like, there's like all these things, like I'm telling you, just how you make things work. So I think
don't follow that.
Whatever, I'm brilliant. Shut up. So I think like especially this year, like gift giving on a budget is I think kind of what we're all kind of doing right now. Like it doesn't matter really what's going on or how.
Ooh, Marissa says no. Ooh.
Whatever, it's fine. You know, whatever your socioeconomic status is, I think a lot of people are being a little more budget friendly, a little more budget conscious this year when it comes to the holidays. Mm-hmm. And like my partner, just like your wife, Daniel, is more about the like experiences when it comes to like gift giving and stuff. But it's really hard to do that, especially with our numbers right now. Like we don't feel safe really doing much of anything because our numbers, we are number one. Hey.
Yes.
Yeah. Hashtag winning. So
who won 2020? Arizona.
Right. So our numbers, like as far as experiences and stuff, it's like it's really kind of sketchy right now. So you know, we're trying to figure out kind of ways to gift giving things. You know, I can't talk about anything specific because she's probably watching, at least in the background. Uh-huh. But there's ways to kind of like one thing that I've been really big on this year, and one thing that I've been pushing a lot for folks is you can get something for a significant other or for a friend or for a family member or whatever, and support like a local artist at the same time. Mm-hmm. There are so many people either in your community, or if you need somebody, I can point you in the right direction. There are people all around that make jewelry, not just drag jewelry, but actual jewelry. There are painters, there are sculptors, there are people that do all sorts of things with their hands that, you know, they're artists. They need to make a living too. So, mm-hmm. you know, you can kind of kill two birds with one stone. You can help support somebody.
I know when people nice think about else. When people think about art, they think it's expensive, but especially the local artists, some of them are willing to like bargain, you know, negotiate, yep. you know, some people are willing to take payment plans. Be legit when you do payment plans, though, because don't let me hear that you ain't paying somebody.
If I hear that shit, I'm gonna come for you.
Like, I will, excuse me.
Abso-fucking-lutely. I mean, I have no problem like getting gifts from things like places like Goodwill, Savers, thrift stores. You can find the coolest shit in thrift stores. Mm-hmm. Like really, like I have a thing for, you know, the old McDonald's glasses that had either like the peanuts on them or like Garfield or mm-hmm. you know, things like that from like the 80s, very early 80s, even mid to late 70s. I love those. And every time I look for, like, I'm at an antique store or something like that, I always look for that type of thing. Cause I absolutely love it. I found a Flintstone Kids one from Pizza Hut that I actually had back in the day.
At
Woodman's the other day. Cool. Right. So, you know, there's all sorts of things that you can find for folks. If you know what they're interested in, you know what they're into, mm-hmm. like with Felicia, think of anything pink, really. I mean, fuck.
What makes you think I like God.
You know, but you can find all sorts of cool shit at the thrift store. Felicia knows I find the best stuff at a fucking, I mean, let's be real. The pants that I was wearing in the picture today and my jacket, basically everything that I'm wearing came from a thrift store.
Nice.
And he finds like the best stuff, especially if I'm shopping with him. I'm like, damn, I wish I would have found that first.
What are some tips you have, Felicia, for terms of like holiday gift giving on a budget, things that
I want to say that I am being careful with baked good giving this year, because I don't know fully, or we all don't know how things are being transmitted, and just to be safe, I don't want to give anybody anything that's baked goods.
Oh. So I should not make you anything then.
That's not what I said. Is what I am not doing.
Because okay. I was planning on baking this weekend, but if you don't want anything, I don't have to bring you anything.
Like, I will say that there are local bakeries that do specialize things that you may have made in the past, that, you know, you could have delivered. I'm talking about like people being like all up in spaces, because right. I could just picture people saying, oh, let's bake some goods and we'll meet over, and there'll be like 25 people in a room, and they'll be like, you keep the muffins at the door. And I'll be right there. I'll be right there, hun. Mm-hmm. Also, if there are little boutiques, especially in our area, Phoenix has some fabulous boutiques that sell like maybe a Snoop Dogg cookbook.
That's what Felicia got me last year.
And little gifts. I always think of the person and like what I do not like when people give gifts that you're like, why did you give this to me? I mean, and you're like, and it down the line, I have heard people say, oh, I gave that to so-and-so. Oh, well, I got it now.
Guido says don't breathe on shit when it comes out of the oven.
Oh, so don't breathe at all when things come out of the oven.
Just wear a mask. Put a fucking mask on.
Oh, my God. That thing covers up the whole...
Oh, wow.
Okay, wow. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Wow. Peekaboo.
Okay, they changed things from last week. So, just don't breathe at all. Mm-hmm.
Mimi says, when you bake, Mimi says, gift cards at grocery store, gift cards. Everyone needs groceries. This is very true.
Oh, yes. And I did see some people posting about, I didn't donate to it, but I did see some people asking, you know, if people are willing to do Cash App donations.
Yeah.
There are some families that are really, 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 really in need. And we all know that we all could use a little help, especially if you know somebody that's lost a job, that is living with a family and soon to be evicted. I would go for the cash gift cards, or because sometimes I'm this way with certain people, go and pay that service or their portion of the rent. Like straight to the office, because
as opposed to giving them cash.
I mean, I'm into gift giving, but sometimes I'm like straight to the source. Shannon, you need help,
Shannon? That is in fact London. Thank you.
You're welcome. But you know, like gift giving, and that sort, I like to think of what is that person need, and I think I give pretty good gifts.
You do. Mm-hmm. I can totally vouch for that. You do.
I totally think, and I will search. Oh my gosh, ask Freddie. especially if you have mentioned something over a point in case my husband was like, oh, I would love to try fondue. What did we do? We went all over the place looking for a fondue pot. And
sorry.
Disappointing part is that he hasn't used it yet.
Of course not.
I look at that thing every once in a while. I'm like, damn. God
damn it.
But at least he has it in case he decides to use it. I mean, Daniel, I should just make
it. What do you do if you're like, if you're gift giving on a budget? Like, what's your kind of go-to?
Other than experiences.
Right.
Well, one of the things I love about being intentional while gift giving on a budget is it forces you to pay attention to the person you're trying to gift give for. And I have a rule about gift giving. Every other year, no matter what, I give books. I think
that's wonderful.
Books and reading is such a, you know, a valuable experience in life, that all of my like 9 nieces and nephews, they get books every other year. And then on the other, I'll like get them toys, visit, you know. So I have nieces and nephews like spread out all around the country, and so as part of gifts, sometimes I'll go see them in California or in North Carolina for like a school event where they're not expecting. It's not a major holiday. Awesome. Just show up, you know, like, oh my God, Theo, Daniel, whoa, you know, sort of thing. And so that's part of it. But if I'm in a pinch, I'll go to a thrift store and look for the like the wackiest thing I can find, and then I'll pick that up and then try and find a book at the library that gives me information on it, and then I'll go to a used bookstore and try and buy that for them. So I give them this weird gift, and then here's a little bit of context, you know. Maybe
I am all about like books for gifts, like especially for kids. It's so hard now because some kids, like my partner's kids, don't really read. There's different reasons why, but there's only one that's really a reader. But otherwise I'd be like, oh my God, please take all these books, because that's like my favorite thing to do is to buy books for people.
Yeah.
But it's hard when some of them don't really read for various reasons. But yeah, no, it's that's definitely books are always up there in terms of gifts for people.
Yeah,
that's right, you know. And I have no problem getting my books at, like, you know, thrift shops and stuff.
I'm not asking for gifts, but I can put my my Amazon wish list up. Consider that done. Yes, but get people things on their Amazon wish list. That's a good one. There was a family in need on Twitter that put up their wish list, and some people bought stuff off of it. Yes, very good idea, Daniel.
Mm-hmm, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks.
All right, let's take a closer look at some current events.
Shall we?
So in politics, for fuck's sake.
I think during the winter break, we'll take a...
Yeah,
a little hiatus from
Jesus, but
unless something fucking happens, because you know, good old Orange is good for it.
So this usually wasn't. This is not something that's generally televised. I think almost every state had like their electoral college voting on camera, which is fascinating because it's really interesting. But President-elect Biden was finally. Fucking just Jesus Christ. Like, finally, it's done. It's done. The Electoral College voted. There were no faithless voters reported, which means that they didn't go against the popular vote in their state. Okay. So the final tally is 306 to 232. And Jackass still hasn't conceded. He's still fighting because why the hell not? He's such
a I think the part that I love about all of this nonsense is all of the conspiracies that people are drumming up as to why he's stalling. And I'm just loving all of the deplorable ways that people are imagining him just being a piece of shit human.
Right.
You know, just
what has been your favorite one?
So my favorite one is he's desperately trying to raise money to pay off his debts. So he's like calling fraud and foul and hey, pay for my fund, my you know, like my legal fund. But if you look on the fine print, it says, hey, just so you know, most of this is going to go to pay back campaign debts. Some of it's going to go.
Well, that could be true too, because he does owe like Tucson, like $20,000 or something like that. So
that's funny.
That guy.
What else here? I especially love the Electoral College voting when everybody stood up and then there was like 25 photographers like jumping around. That was I was like, really? Why are we doing this? This is weird. Nobody in the whole country has ever seen these people. And now especially the ones in this state. Oh God, that was so stupid.
I think there needed to be, I think more than ever, I think there needed to be transparency. And I think that's why they did it. Mm-hmm.
But I was watching like, oh my gosh, the photographers are like bouncing. They're beans all over the place. Just speaking of Electoral College, you know, our girl Hillary, she agrees with us and she must be watching. That's how she published this. I'm sure of it. She calls for the Electoral College to be abolished. Get rid of it, hun. Just get rid of it.
It's antiquated and not necessary at this point anymore. It's stupid. Like
it. And she didn't say it like a bitter Betty. She said it like, bitch, this is old. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Like, I totally agree.
Archie Tinsley asked, he'll have to concede before January 20th, 21. No, actually, he does not have to concede.
Actually, it's not required.
It's not required. It's
more like sportsmanship.
Right. It's good sportsmanship. It's okay, I lost, here you go. But he doesn't technically ever have to concede. It doesn't matter. He's out anyway. Like, they will drag him kicking and screaming, but, you know.
It's a relatively new thing anyway. Like, the first person to concede publicly like that was in the 50s. Right,
I'm trying to remember who FDR? It was. Was it? I think it might have been FDR. It was somebody back in. Yeah, it was. It was a while back. But yeah. It's a relatively.
Let's not talk about them.
But the reason. I mean, kind of the reason that the whole concession thing was even a thing was because back in the day, like we've said before, there wasn't. You didn't have running mates. Whoever won, and whoever didn't was the vice president. So there was no, like, you didn't have to say, okay, well, you know, whatever. Like, it was there.
Womp, yeah, womp, no. Womp.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are all about this. No, he does not have to. It is not legally binding that he has to. And I think he knows that. That's why he's not doing it.
Right.
What I'm interested in is when, you know, the first walk up the steps, you know, they do that.
Right.
What that's going to be like. Is it going to be like a...
Is
he going to even show up? Is he going to even show up?
I would laugh my ass off if he just walked away and like...
Maybe he'll be like your neighbors there one day and then just gone.
And then gone.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in a slightly better neighborhood than I do, though.
Barely.
I mean, he acts like he could live in your neighborhood, though.
Yeah,
I think some of my neighbors act better than that.
Let's see, in LGBTQ news, the country of Bhutan has voted to decriminalize homosexuality, which is fantastic. That's a big step forward, definitely,
especially in that part of the world. Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. I thought it was amazing because there was a lot of comments under the original post before I shared it onto our page, and there were a lot of people saying good things about it. So, you know, kudos to them. And every country that has decided to take it off the mental health or mental illness list and all that. Mm-hmm. Moving on. We had a little bit of a viral moment on Jeopardy. A Jeopardy contestant wore a bi flag pin during one of Alex Trebek's final episodes. And that one, I know that people are like, that's not a big deal. Yes, it kind of is.
There's still a great deal of stigma around bisexuals, especially if you happen to be a man and bisexual. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of bi erasure. So, yeah.
I was like, yes, go for it. Yes. Take over the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Mimi, shut the hell up. Because if he leaves the cat with no food, that cat's going to end up on my fucking doorstep.
All the way from Washington, D.C.?
You know, mm-hmm. Stranger things have happened.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. If you get Donald Trump's cat, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I mean, I think he watches this show, so.
It would need therapy.
He does.
He does. I am sure of it. He tweeted us the wrong way one time.
Moving on to COVID news. We've got the first few. We've got some with high risk, some frontline workers, healthcare professionals are starting to get their vaccinations, at least the first round of vaccinations. I know some folks here that work in healthcare are on the waiting list. They should hopefully be able to get there soon. That'll be good. And then there's, of course, people that think it contains a fucking microchip because Bubba in his goddamn trailer in Alabama is really important. They need to know what he does.
So for those that are doubting and think that there's a chip in your arm when you get the COVID vaccine, just want to let you know that it may have been in the flu vaccine. And also, you carry around this. Okay.
Right.
You carry around this.
It's stupid.
Is that a flu vaccine?
Yes. That is the flu vaccine. In fact, you know what?
If we could find a way to
transmit like the vaccine like through cell phones.
Oh, I'd be on the phone all the time.
Everybody would like get it and they wouldn't even like they would just have it. They would just have it like there wouldn't even, that would be, can we work on that? Like, that
I mean, 5G was stealing brain waves or something. So I can't wait.
Yeah. I think that was just practice. They're going to put the vaccine in the 5G. So.
Oh, I can't.
Just through the airwave.
Yeah, so when I get, when I upgrade my phone, I automatically become vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Immune.
Perfect. Perfect.
Wow. Wow. I can't wait. Oh my God. Oh my God. Meanwhile, today, our governor, Arizona governor, Doug Ducey, took no blame on anything today, as always. Couldn't really tell you who's next to in line after healthcare workers.
Oh.
And then he's trying to seem like a hero when at first he wasn't, still not. And then, you know, Agent Orange and his administration tried to do this quick little campaign where they were talking about that you should get the vaccination, when in months prior they were saying, don't wear masks, this is a hoax.
Right.
Yeah, you know, just I'm kind of confused. I don't know who's supporting this. I don't. Mm-hmm. I just want my chip and I want to leave.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So that part is confusing. You don't know which leader is telling the truth or who is doing what right. And God, goodness gracious. Some states are banning in-house dining. Mm-hmm. Ours is not.
Nope.
Oh.
Because why? Why would we?
Why would you?
That's stupid.
I remember, I think the governor, and somebody can correct me, he said that we can either have it one way or the other. You can save people from, you can't save people from losing their houses or losing their place to live if the economy is not functioning or if they don't have a job. I'm just quoting. I'm not saying I agree or disagree. Just saying the things that he said today.
In
that
the meantime, while he's talking about that all sorts of bullshit, in a matter of 8 months, we've gone from 2,000 cases and 50 deaths here in Arizona to 429,219 cases, 7,530 deaths today, and we are currently at a 21% positivity rate. That is unacceptable. But you know what? It's cool. Keep wearing your masks because everybody's wearing their masks, obviously, because I don't see anybody not wearing masks when I go to the store. There were 4,000
out of town. Ugh.
No, God, it's terrible. There were 4,848 new cases reported today with 108 new deaths. That's, we are up a lot. Jesus, we had 382,601 cases last week. So we're up, what, 70,000 cases in the last week, give or take? Yeah. It's great. Good times. Stay the fuck home. Do not have large gatherings at the holidays. Stop fucking traveling, you idiots. Stay home. Seriously, stop doing stupid shit. Because I really want, like, some normalcy back. And I can't while y'all are being dumb. So, just saying. Just saying.
Yeah, I can't wait for this first round of vaccines to go out. And then everyone's like, all the dum-dums that are doing whatever they want, they're going to feel even more justified. Well, right. I mean, people have got vaccines. I could just have a party with my friends.
Oh,
duh. Yeah. It's my right.
Right.
They're still having parties even before the vaccine got released. It's
yeah, it's not going to do so.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, now we can move on to the good stuff. We have a guest.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi. Do you want me to go? Okay. we are here with Daniel. And Daniel has always been creative. I stole this from his website and then tried to make it sound third person. You're welcome. He started writing in the third grade. He was given the option to write a play or do a book report every week. He wrote about 30. Daniel. He read the books, but he had more fun making up his own stories using his own words. He has been a professional actor and musician since 2006, and he can't imagine a life without a creative expression, a form of creative expression, excuse me.
Right.
So thank you for being here. Now,
hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah. Tell us more about the moment in third grade and how you got to where you are today.
Okay. So it was one of those things where everybody had to do like a book report. Everyone's going to read this book, do a book report, or if you want to write a play, go ahead and write a play. And I think my teacher was just saying nonsense because, I mean, what did we know about writing plays? But I was like, I'll take it. And so I made a point of casting as many people as I could. With just like a line or two, just to have that many people up at the front, because
you had to act it out too.
Oh yeah. So like I would give them all copies and they would just be like reading their line, right? And so I think I was just always like a pain in the ass, or just trying to find ways to test boundaries. So when she said, hey, you could do this, I was like, challenge accepted. You're not going to like this. And so for the end of those, she told me that I couldn't cast anyone. I had to read it. And so I was like, okay. And so I would try and make up voices and things. And so from that, it got me to the point of like writing stories. And so I also grew up in Chicago in Humboldt Park. And if you've seen like Gangland from the early 90s, it was like, hashtag danger in the early 90s. And so my parents kept us inside. And so I read all of the encyclopedias and I had this like hoard of information to play with. And so I would just write stories with my broken toys. Cause I mean, one of the benefits of growing up in a terrible neighborhood is you're poor. I like had very little to play with. And so I would like reimagine what fun they were having and put myself in it. And then after taking an acting class in high school, it like stirred something up in me. And then after high school, I didn't know what I wanted. So I began traveling. I've lived in half the states in several different countries. And from that, when I was finally done with traveling, which was at the end of 05, I came back to Chicago and started my acting career. Joined a band and have been doing creative things ever since in that regard.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It was
living that life.
Yeah. So what are some shows and or whatever that people might've seen you in that they might recognize you from?
So I've been in quite a few commercial campaigns, but the most recent thing that I've done that has aired quite a bit this year was on Chicago Med. That was the last episode that I've done where you would have seen me. I've done some voice work where you might have heard me, but that was the last thing in prime time.
Did you die?
No, I didn't. They saved me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What?
It feels so good to know that you're alive at the end of the episode. You know, there's that little inkling in the back of your mind where you're like, okay, maybe I was so good that they're going to be like, you know what? You know who we need back? That one that dude with recurring a couple scenes. Yeah.
Did you lose a limb though? Like, are you going to have to like do that? Like, you know, you have to like.
No, luckily not. They
spoiler
like.
Spoiler alert.
No, it's already aired. So y'all can see it's. So like I came in with like a car crash, but my character was afraid of doctors and going under. Right. And so I was like arguing with them. No, don't. And they're like, look, we have to, or you're going to die.
Wow, that was really good. That was so believable. That was so believable.
Yeah. I redid everything I did on the show. They great. Loved it. I'm so glad you loved it. But they like, they gave me this giant prosthetic and then like stabbed into it. And we're doing all kinds of surgery. It was super fun. Super fun. Yeah. It was a good time.
We got connected. Because a friend of a friend, basically, it was like a friend of a friend of a 3-degree separation, whatever, was like, hey, my friend knows this dude who's doing this podcast thing and is looking for, you know, a trans person or a couple of trans people to do this. And I'm like, eh, whatever, I'm trans. Sure, why not? And
that's all it took.
I get it. It's fine. I'm like, you know, it's that there's times you need that token trans person, just like sometimes you need that. Felicia knows.
Yes, I
leave token in the email? I'm so sorry.
I know. You know what? It's right. I know. It's fine. I know. I figured it must have been an error on your part. It's fine. Just to, you know.
It happens.
But the concept was really interesting, especially since it was something that I'd like thought about fairly often in terms mm-hmm. of, you know, my life. And so just to kind of give our audience a little bit of an idea, for those of you that might not have listened to it when we posted it, basically what he did is we chatted about a point in time in my life where I made a decision. It was sort of an either or thing, you know, I could have done this or I could have done this, and I went with this one. And, you know, how things, you know, happened after I made that decision. But what if I had gone the other route? What if I had taken this step instead of this one? And it's a really, really cool concept, because Daniel then uses his writing skills and writes a short story based on the folks that he talks to. And the decision, the other decision, the what if decision. Mm-hmm. And it was really, really interesting to kind of get that perspective. You know, for me, because I could totally relate to a lot of the things, you know, that you put in your story. But like, what?
Sorry, I mean to cover your face.
Oh no! So, like, what inspired you to start that podcast? What inspired you to start that whole concept?
So, I think creatively, I was trying to find ways to explore a bunch of different ways a person in a situation could go. Like years ago, I started playing around with this idea of what if we got to see this play out, but from different perspectives of the same person. Like we see them make this choice, and then we rewind and we see them make another choice, and then another choice, and then another choice. And we get to kind of see how things play out after that. I think fundamentally we're going to be
like my mind on a daily basis.
Right. Right. I think fundamentally we are who we are, but some of our decision-making puts things into place that we have to deal with. So we're still going to be us, but just now we're doing this thing or doing that thing or doing that thing. And I think what's funny is there are so many times in our lives where we make a small decision that really has lifelong impacts that we don't see at the time because it's not important at the time.
Right.
It's like one of my favorite examples is when you're a kid, let's say you get the opportunity one summer and you only have enough time in the summer to do soccer camp or band camp, and you choose one, right? And in that one, you make the best friend that you've had ever since, right? But what happens if you choose the other one? You know, you're still going to be the same person, but man, now you don't have this best friend, you know, sort of thing. That's an example. So I started playing around with that. And then a few years ago, I participated in National November Writing Month. Yeah. And I wrote, I wrote like a novella of a character who he discovers one day that he can teleport, right? And then I reveal later on that he doesn't actually teleport. He essentially kind of blinks himself into like alternate realities.
Huh.
And then in 2019, I fleshed that out on my, on a blog where I wrote a story in a collection of short stories over like 5 months of somebody who is experiencing that. You know, he starts to teleport, he thinks it's super fun, but later on we realize that things are different every time he jumps.
Right. Whoa. And so
it comes to the point where he's like, okay, and am I going to keep jumping to different things just to essentially shorten the time it takes for me to get from point A to point B and leave where I am now? Or have I found a place that I really love? Am I going to stay here and slow down sort of thing? So, yeah. So that's what kind of got me into that. And so from that, I decided to like dial it back from like the super high fantasy of that and kind of put it into the lives of people and what just having a conversation with somebody when we find this place in your life where, you know, you're like, oh, I think I could have gone this way or that way. I chose this, but I think I could have gone that way. Well, cool. Who were you at that moment? Mm-hmm. Right. And then I'm going to take that person at that moment and just take them on a brief adventure. You know, sometimes it lasts a few days, a few weeks, a few years. So it just, it kind of varies on the person and the experience. And I get to play with that. So
that's incredible.
I think it's great. And like I said, I totally like, you know, the decision that we talked about on my episode was something that's always kind of like, well, what if I had gone this other route? Because I 100% think that my life would have been very different. Hmm. Very, very different had I made
the. Well, don't tell it.
No, you have to go.
I want people to listen to it. Way,
but yeah. yeah, no, it was kind of really interesting to kind of get a different perspective on it. Like, I thought I thought it was great. But, yeah.
Have there been any memorable moments on your podcast? And don't say Freddie. You don't have to say Freddie.
I mean, we all know that. I mean, it's fine.
You don't have to say Freddie.
Another memorable moment. I get it.
I think an interesting moment I had. One of my guests, her decision had to do with getting a dog right at the start of the lockdown. Right. And it was incidental. They chose to get a dog and then, you know, life happened the way it did. Right. And then here we are, there's this pandemic and they're stuck at home. So she and her husband have this dog. They're used to their life apart at work, doing their thing, following their hobbies. But now they're stuck in this home. Right. And how do they work? And she's convinced that without the dog, you know, things might not have gone well for them in their relationship. So I got to play around with the idea of, okay, so what happens between them? And this was also right just immediately after what happened with George Floyd.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She's a Black woman. Her husband is a white male. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So we got to have like conversations about that dynamic, you know, mm-hmm. And like, there's this one bit where she's like, hey, I want to go to the protest. And he's like, no, don't. And she's like, I'm sorry, you misheard me. I'm going to the protest if you'd like to come with, you know. And so that dynamic of her wanting to participate in this momentous occasion, especially from that perspective of a Black woman in the inner city of Chicago, right, participating. And so they went and there was a point where the people at the protest were like, hey, white people, let's make a circle around this group of people of color at this protest. And we're going to be a buffer between them and the cops. Right. And so she jumped right in the center. And so he had this moment of, I want to protect my wife. I want to keep her safe. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I have to be on top of her, holding on to her to do that. So I'm going to stand back here with everybody else and let the cops hit me if they get angry and let them be in the center. So that was a really impactful moment for me. My wife is white and I'm Puerto Rican. So it's been an interesting summertime experiencing life from the dynamic of being a son-in-law to a very white family.
Wow. That's, yeah.
Wow. I can relate.
I unfortunately really cannot in that kind of way. I'm about as white as they come.
Mm-hmm. But I think you relate more than most.
I mean, I do in some ways, but it's obviously not the same. I mean, there's some. You know, if you were to do my DNA test thing, that would just come back with a large piece of paper that just said white.
Mm-hmm. it's just a circle.
Right.
Yeah.
White. Yeah. White.
You were paid the $200. You're welcome.
Right. Yeah. I just needed confirmation. You know, I was hoping, but you know,
white. Yeah. Oh, you want to know all the countries? Okay, we circled them.
Right. White. Scandinavia, Scotland, more Scandinavia,
Wow, that is so. Where can people find the podcast before I ask the question that I want to ask?
Okay, so you can either go to my website. It is www.danielmoreno.me, or if you search "other you" on your like favorite podcast platform, you can find it there too.
Is it on Spotify?
Should be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I looked for it. I couldn't find it. So I went to your, I had to go through the website.
Yeah. So I feel like it's because I'm like so new to the platform. You have to search "other you" and my name, I think.
Oh, okay.
Or like the guest, like throwing in a whole bunch in the search box. That helps.
Just throw the whole kitchen all sink in there. Mm-hmm. You'll get it. You'll get it.
Yeah. That's awesome. I will search again.
So yeah, listen to Daniel's podcast, mm-hmm. especially Freddie's episode. Yep. I don't want, one day we'll talk about it. One day. We're trying to give it life.
Right. We'll give everybody a chance to listen to it, and then we'll like,
because it's an interesting piece. Yeah. And then we'll have to have you back to talk about
actually
it.
Talk details.
Yeah. I would love to.
Yeah. So I was being nosy because, you know, that's the thing I do professionally and not professionally. and I noticed that there was some like mixology things going on there. There was at-home bartending going on there. Yeah. Can we talk about that?
Absolutely. So 2 years ago, I started bartending because and this is, I love this story because I was managing a brunch restaurant in Ukrainian Village is the name of the neighborhood in Chicago. And the owner like got really excited about having a successful business. So he went out and bought a bar, and then he went out and bought another bar. And I think he overextended, right? And so that second bar, he was like, hey, you're managing this place. What if you manage that place? And this was right after I'd gotten back from my honeymoon, which is another story. I went on a 3-month honeymoon, like all around the world.
Whoa.
Don't talk about that. We may jump you. There's a like that just. This,
this whoa.
Yeah. It was. Like we had the option of, do you want a big wedding or do you want a small wedding and a really long honeymoon?
Oh, small wedding, long honeymoon, all fucking day.
Yarp.
All fucking day.
Yeah. So we paid off the wedding. We budgeted. We paid cash for our honeymoon, and we stayed 3 months in like 14 cities in 7 countries.
Whoa.
On 3 continents.
Is my husband watching this?
Right. I don't know if my partner. Yeah. Honey. Yeah.
when I came back to the States and I got back into the brunch restaurant, that's when he's like, hey, I just bought this bar. It is near Wrigley Field where the Chicago Cubs baseball team plays. We're gonna move you over there. Please go manage that spot. So I was like, cool beans, I got you. And I went over there, and he wasn't quite ready for what came. He wasn't ready at all. Like, it wasn't properly staffed. I don't think he had adequate funding to really make it successful. So it kind of fizzled out, and I did everything I could to get jobs for everyone that was there before we closed. We shut it down. And then I was like, you know what? I've been like managing restaurants for a while. I want to take a step back. And I'm just going to go be a bartender. And so I did that for a while. And then COVID hit, and the place where I was like a large scale food hall from Time Out magazine. And it was a pretty cool concept. And like right at the beginning of the lockdown, we were set to have like a cocktail competition. I was up, for a cocktail to be on the next menu, to be recognized and like have it showcased in several of the tap houses around town from the liquors that we sold at the place, but everything kind of went away right then. And so I decided to do digital cocktail hours. And so what I'm doing is I'm gathering people for like at home sessions. Like if you can't go out, but you still want your favorite drink, how do you make it? Right. So mm-hmm. I take people through all the steps on how to make their favorite drinks. And then I give them like a different fun shot every time as well. So they have in their back pocket. So when things open back up, they have like this list of shots that they've made themselves. They know how they taste. They know what they like that they can order. And they also, you know, they have their favorite cocktails down. And I'm giving them little twists to play with so they can take that with them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I was kind of upset that I missed it. But when's the next one?
The next one is going to be in February. We're going to have like a night of love sort of event for the Valentine's Day to celebrate that. And so there will be like love themed classic drinks that you'll get to experience. And so
that could be kind of fun to get in on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll keep looking.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Keep following. I'll be posting soon. Like right after this holiday, I think I'll start posting for that to get people a heads up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We might just pop in.
Yes, please. It's fun.
All right, Felicia, go for it.
Just to finish up the interview, we have a little game. We call it This or That. Okay. Now, these are quick answers. Do not think about them. Don't write a short story. Don't write a play.
Although with the last one, if you would like to write a short story or a play, I would be down.
And okay. We'll post it.
Right.
Okay.
If you write a short story. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Eat a bag of dry spaghetti noodles or 2 cups of uncooked rice?
Dry spaghetti noodles.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Be born with one nipple or born with 2 belly buttons?
2 belly buttons.
Oh, you're the first
person to ever say that.
Oh yeah.
No, all the
that's going to be the most offensive one if I take off my shirt. What is happening? Oh, you don't have 2 belly buttons.
Wait, you don't have 2 belly buttons?
Yeah.
Does everybody have 2 belly buttons?
Oh no.
Know all the mysteries of the universe or know every outcome of every choice you make?
Oh, the mysteries of the universe.
I was going to say the second one would kind of cancel out your podcast.
Yeah.
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 Would you rather have a vagina on your forehead or would you rather have a row of penises down your back like a stegosaurus?
That depends.
No, quick answer.
Vagina.
Why does everybody say vagina? Jesus Christ.
Because, I mean, I feel like if I have a row of penises down my back, there's no guarantee that all of them will get hard at the same time if I get excited. So I might just have random places that are hard. And I'm not into it.
See, my whole thing is like, because people keep saying vagina, right? And I'm like, but does it act like a normal vagina? Because that could get really messy real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just
like once a month could be nasty.
Like, right. You know, like just.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But then again, it's like, am I wearing a headband all the time?
You don't get to wear a headband.
It's just like loose lips on my forehead.
You can't keep it covered like that all the time. It has to breathe at some point.
Sure. Like, okay.
Vagina. You know, you can't just wrap it.
When he's at home, he could just let it breathe.
Yeah. Let it breathe when I'm at home. You know.
How many people would be so offended if you just walked around with a vagina on your head?
Right. And like it also depends on how it's oriented, right? So if the lips are straight up and down, that's one way. But if it's like this,
sideways, you know, that could be really
like
awful.
If it's sideways and gravity is just pulling them down on really is it like blocking my vision. You know, what's happening?
Awkward. Like that would be really awkward if you know if it was sideways and everything just kind of bloop, like that would.
Yeah,
be
it just droops.
That could totally be super, super awkward. Yeah.
We are just blowing people's minds tonight. Yes. Oh my God. I never thought of a period on your forehead. I'm glad that we can enlighten and educate you all at the same time. You're welcome.
We are PBS.
Thank you for sharing, Archie. I appreciate it. Yes, two belly buttons. It made me think that, like, sometimes, you know, like when you would go to a friend's house, you would think something was normal at your house. And then you'd go over to your friend's house and you'd be like, oh, you don't do it like that here? And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? You're like, oops.
Yeah. I had that experience the first time I was at my friend's house and he'd like was like yelling back at his parents.
Oh, God.
You know? And I was like, wait, what are you doing? No, don't say and shut up to your dad. No, you don't do that. He's like, oh, no, I do it all the time. Doesn't matter. Oh, and in my head, I'm thinking, like, how dead would I be?
Right?
Exactly.
Like, shut up, mom. I'm sorry, you know, sort of thing. That's how it would be.
The face and that way. Like, yeah. That just, no.
I talked back to my mom once and haven't done it. And I'm a grown ass man. I still have not.
I struggle with saying anything stronger than like, oh, darn, in front of my like 84-year-old father. Like, I can't. It really sucks.
Yeah.
I did cuss in front of my mother once and she was like, what did you say? And I thought, should I repeat it? No. But I'm sure if I had a friend over, they would have been like, you could have said it to her. I'd be like, funeral plans would have been made immediately.
Right.
Yeah. Where can people find you, Daniel, on social media?
Oh, man. So I am on Twitter and Instagram. You know, if I was better at life, I might know exactly what my handles are, but
it was really hard to find you at first.
They're probably going to be variations of the Daniel or the D. And that's because when I was I want to say it's because I earned it.
With a vagina on your forehead.
Right. When I was in college, there on my floor, there were four different Daniels. I was the first one to move in. So I got called the Daniel for being first. And then it got shortened eventually to the D. And then there was like Danny and Dan. Who cares? Those other people. And so I have used a variation of the Daniel or even the D-ness. On my social media.
I'm gonna need you to get business cards that say that. I just need business cards that say that. The D and the D-ness. Mm-hmm. And then, so do you have merch? Because I'm ready. I'm just ready to buy the D.
I don't. That's a good idea.
And then put your website right underneath that.
Right. I'll do that. Yeah. I have to do that now.
Okay, go ahead and send me a shirt. I'll go ahead and send you my address.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Wow. So if you follow Let's Have a Fifi on our multitude of platforms, I have tagged Daniel in all of them today, I think.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So just do that. Just go find him there.
Yeah,
just or do that,
like cause... I would say start at my website then, danielmoreno.me. Start there, and then you should be able to find me in other places as a result of starting there.
Mm-hmm. Because they don't match. They don't. None.
Yeah, no, I use nicknames on my social media, but that one is my actual real life name.
I was like, who is this?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how you go across people's social media accounts? You're like, have they used this in a while?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had to make sure.
How I am with Twitter. I feel like I love Twitter so much, but it's mostly because I love reading other people say mean things to each other and then, you know, just getting stomped for it. I love that. But I try and like stay away from engaging. I think it's because like on Facebook, which I abhor, because Facebook really provides people the opportunity to be the worst of themselves. And I engage a lot on that because I'm just like, hey, you're being an asshole. Fucking stop it.
You know? Don't know anything about that.
Yeah. You know? Never. And then like all those people that I knew like 20 years ago when I was in college, I was like remembering fondly because they were so sweet and kind, are just like abhorrent now. because of like joining the culthood of Orange, you know? Yeah. So I get myself in trouble. So I'm just like, okay, on most other platforms, let's just hang back and enjoy the things that people post instead of engaging and saying, hey, you
I totally get that. It.
Yeah, no.
I don't engage with people from high school and college because I see that they're gainfully fulfilling their clothes and and have multitudes of children. So
I am really fortunate that most of the people that I went to high school with, because of where I went to high school, most of them are fairly liberal and are very open-minded about most things and just think that this country is a fucking laughingstock, which is fine because I do as well. So it works out. There, of course, everybody's having babies and whatever, and I have two cats that were dumped on my doorstep.
You're technically having babies, just not the right species.
Apparently. It's fine. Yeah. Felicia, Friday. So Friday, sorry.
Say again?
I'm dying. Apparently, I'm dying.
Oh my God. Can you not die before Friday? Because I don't want to be the only.
Friday, at 7 p.m., Drag Story Hour Arizona is doing our end of year fundraising event. It's going to be happening on Facebook Live. We've got like a story hour, like a regular story hour. We've got raffles that are happening now. Go check those out. The winners are going to be announced at the event. And we're going to be doing like an adult story hour after. So like there's like a regular story hour, then like raffle winners and things. And then there's
story
like,
hour after dark.
Right.
Is it going to be like an ASMR story hour?
Oh, it should be. Because it's like all in my ear. Gross.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to try and read some T-Rex porn, but they said that wasn't appropriate for Drag Story Hour.
Oh, come on. Michelle.
That's so rude.
I know.
It's okay. We'll save it for our people on Patreon.
I know, it's fine. I'll read it for Patreon. It's fine. Hmm. But yes, definitely check that out, 7 p.m. On the Drag Story Hour Arizona page. There'll be all sorts of fun stuff. There's a bunch of people reading, and then there's like the adult story hour happening afterwards. So, yeah.
Is the Kings of Arizona back?
Sort of. On Saturday at 8 p.m., the Kings of Arizona, throwing a fundraiser together for Nourish Phoenix. I've got a video, and it's not a new video, unfortunately, because you know my life has been crazy the last month or so. But go check it out for sure, and go tip people and, you know, do good things.
Support a good cause. Support a good cause. And then on the 19th, I don't know how long this is going to take, but I'm being painted by Brandon McGill, the body artist. This isn't my first time, so... he's probably the only man that has seen me naked other than my husband while I've been married.
So. You know, that's probably true. I haven't even seen you naked, and I've known you for like a decade now.
What can I say? And then just because you haven't had enough of us, and last week we were like, we're not booked anywhere. Here we are. On December 23rd, just before our episode, we will be reading enough. I mean, we decided, you know, life is really busy on Wednesdays. Let's just go ahead and add more to it. on the 23rd at 6:30 p.m., we will be reading for Bookman's Mesa and Drag Story Hour Arizona for their Wintertime Story Hour. I believe we're joined by Revolution. Is that how you say their name?
I think so.
Okay. And it'll be
Flagstaff, I believe.
Yes. And it'll be on the Drag Story Hour Arizona Facebook page.
6:30 p.m. next Wednesday.
Oh, and so next week, I need to get my shit together. I want this to happen. I mean, Daniel was gracious to show up today, but I sent him a message this afternoon. So Next week is our annual onesie extravaganza, but it'll be virtual. We don't get to all sit on the couch and drink hot chocolate. I guess I'll have to go make my own. That'll be the first year that I've made my own.
Sorry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm spoiled.
How do you take your hot cocoa?
Usually when I've made it, it's been with it's like the Mexican chocolate for like Mexican hot chocolate. Nice. So it got that little bit of a cinnamony kind of kick to it.
And where do I find that at? The store?
Oh, yes, the store.
Yeah. Is it in the ethnic aisle?
Probably, actually, yes. It's probably, yeah.
We live in Arizona where the ethnic aisle is like this big.
Yeah, it's awful. Oh, terrible. We need we need like an Argyle Street here because we don't have anything like that here. And like, I don't understand why. We're such a huge fucking
Or I go to the Asian market. My dad's Jamaican.
How close to Mexico is Arizona?
Very.
On the border.
And y'all got an ethnic aisle this big?
Yeah.
And our hair section is about that big too.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's bad. Like we don't have like a good sort of like Chinatown kind of area or anything like that. Like it's spread out
but not really.
It's starting to get that way off the 202 in Dobson, but we don't really have like a Chinatown, like an Argyle Street, like in Chicago. Like that's where like my stepmom always goes and goes shopping on Argyle Street because you can get all the shit that she needs. Like we don't have that here. It's crazy. But
that's damn. I disapprove. Yeah. I disapprove of Arizona's ethnic aisle. Same. If you can find hot a chocolate, it's in like a hexagon shape.
That's what I. That's what is it Abuelita's?
Yes, Abuelita.
It's
Abuelita. And if you only find the one that's not spiced, you could just throw a little bit of cayenne pepper, a little bit of cinnamon, and there you go. Another like delicious little trick. Sometimes you can find like freeze dried sweet corn. You can throw that in when you're cooking it, strain it out, and then you have this like very earthy flavor, like cinnamon, like corn and like the spice from the cayenne. If you can find freeze dried sweet corn, specifically sweet corn, that'll add like a lovely little dimension to your.
Oh my goodness, we are over time, y'all.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have more special guest announcements coming up soon. But if you're on Patreon, you get to see it first. Even when I post them late, I post them there first. If you enjoyed this episode, please like and share and. If you're new here, subscribe. I noticed some new names, so
definitely subscribe. I'll make sure you won't.
I'm waiting for you to subscribe there. Okay. special thanks to our special guest Daniel Moreno for joining us tonight.
It was a pleasure. I enjoyed it so much.
A Fifi extra for like our Patreon folks after people have had a chance to watch the episode that I did with him, and then we'll have Daniel back for our patrons.
I'm in, just let me know when.
Super and cool. I'll try not to sign you up the afternoon of. You're welcome. Thank you all for watching. This has been Let's Have a Fifi. Good night.
Maybe.
Promotional consideration for Let's Have a Fifi provided by Wigs of a Kind, The Burly Barber, Bone and Basil, as well as our patrons at Patreon. Go to patreon.com/letshaveafifi to become a Fifi patron. Virtual tips accepted at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Subscribe to the Let's Have a Fifi podcast. Listen on your favorite. See you next week for your Wednesday night conversation. This has been Let's Have a Fifi. Good night.